5.
Hey, how you doing? It's Friday. Put a smile on your face, man. It's a weekend. I'm out and about. I'm remoting. I'll tell you more on that later. Me and Paul. Susie might be dropping by, too. I'll explain all of that coming up. 7 o'clock at the Q. Sunshine nice today with high 52. Cloudy and 42 tonight. And then morning showers tomorrow. Afternoon sun high of 50. And then Sunday, 42. So that's not too bad. So I like that. It's 32 right now at the Cumulus compound. Play along. Call us or text us. You want to give a shout out to your spouse? It's Spouse's Day. Let's see. Happy radio spouse to all of you. Love all of you. You're my family.
Oh,
it's very sweet. I have no idea who that is. But
we
thank
love you too.
It's always good to put your name on these. Vanity Fair Photoshop their cover photo. Reese Witherspoon has three legs and Oprah has three hands. I saw that report. The Oprah three hands thing does not look like she has three hands. It's just a shadow. It doesn't look like a hand.
The funny thing is she actually does have three hands, so it's okay.
Maybe. That could come in handy.
So it's not.
Just think if you had another hand, though. Having a third hand would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be? Where would you want it,
though? A third leg, not so much.
Where would you put
it? Because pants would be very expensive. You know what I mean? But a third hand would be great. Like another arm and a hand. I don't just put them both on the left side or whatever, have two coming out. I mean, people would stare at you, but just think all the crap you could get done.
True.
So much you could do on the computer with three hands, two hands going, and then one hand doing something else.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Especially on the computer.
Eating, snacking while you're working. You're just working right along. Got the other hand just feeding your mouth, drinking coffee. You know what I mean?
That would be kind of cool.
It would be awesome.
And creepy.
Don't poo-poo three hands.
I wouldn't
ever
mind it behind my back. Right. Then I could slap the guy behind me. That'd
stop.
Be okay.
Stop with the cloning of the monkeys. And let's start cloning a third hand, a third arm. Let's do something that's really productive.
That took me a minute.
There you go. All right, moving right along. Dancing with the Stars. Guess who might be on the show?
Ryan
Seacrest. Let me guess.
Oh, Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh.
Competing for the Mere Ball Trophy.
Isn't that kind of... Never mind. Go ahead.
Rumor has it, ABC is in active talks to land her for the 26th season of Dancing with the Stars. If she agrees, she'll be the third member of the Kardashian family. Kim and Rob, the stepbrats, were on it before. When was Kim on? Must have been early on. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember Kim either.
Had to be early on. It was before we did this show. The former Olympian would be one of 10 athletes featured in a short 4-week season.
4 weeks?
That's
is
it.
What I'm hung up
good
on.
What's going on with that?
How
why
are they
going
to do it in 4 weeks?
Because it's a horrible show.
Well, she's,
maybe.
No, she's getting up there, though, too, so that might benefit her.
Dude,
she's kind of old.
This one, the show's a moneymaker, and people watch this stuff.
Sorry to hear that.
Maybe I know, right? They can get more celebrities to commit if it's only 4 weeks versus,
yeah, they don't
you
have
know,
to. Yeah,
12
that
weeks.
Makes sense.
Could be. She'd be the first transgender on the show. And rumor is Dancing with the Stars could face backlash. Not because that she's transgender. This is so stupid. This is how jacked up the country is right now. Because of Jenner's political views.
She's
views? Conservative.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And so they hate her. How can you be conservative and transgender? That doesn't work. Yes, it does.
That's
shut
very
up
confusing. For
when asked, ABC issued a statement saying, "We do not confirm or comment on any casting rumors. We'll be announcing our cast closer to our premiere date." And Caitlyn's rep flat out denied it.
She'd have to have a tall partner. Because she's a tall woman.
Right. True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's tall
and she
dudes
has a slight
there
advantage because she's an athlete.
Yeah, but how much of that since...
I always think that's kind of a
part of it cheat is. Part of that is, though, because now she's completely, you know, switched over, which is it the testosterone is decreased. So she may not be as competitive if she doesn't have the guy testosterone in her anymore, wanting to kill and win at all costs.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Now maybe she's more of a nurturing mother.
Well, I don't know that that's true.
No, that is too true. No, that's true. Estrogen, it does that. That's why you chicks are so weepy a lot of the times.
What are they playing for again?
Now, the mere balls.
They're yeah playing for balls. I
yes, they are.
Okay. Singular, they're playing for one ball.
Well, one's better than none. Anyway, Susan, would you watch Dancing with the Stars if Caitlyn Jenner's on it?
Yes, of course.
Trisha, would you watch the show?
Absolutely.
Paula.
I don't care who's on it. I'm not watching it.
Not even Caitlyn Jenner.
I could care
not
less
anybody.
I couldn't care
no
less
one in, on what this planet. Nobody.
It's got to be someone super hot and allows me to be shallow to watch. I could care less. I don't care. So I really don't care about dancing. And the stars, you should put the stars in quotes, let's be honest.
Well, yeah,
well,
that part is true.
That
part is
true.
Oh, I would be all over this show. I would be on. Yep. I'd be watching this show just to see it, just to watch it. Oh, just yeah. Oh my gosh!
You just want to see her trip?
No, no, I do not. No. I'd be rooting for her, man.
All right.
That'd be awesome.
No, I'm telling you, she'd do really well. I think she'd do great.
I think it would be odd, though.
If anything plays against her, it would be her age.
But you can, you know, you might be athletic, but if you don't have rhythm, it doesn't help you being an athlete.
That's true.
There's
They've
plenty.
Had some that are athletes, yeah, and you're
that
right. Are, they don't have rhythm, and they just
they
look
can't.
Goofy.
They look stupid.
That's true.
So I don't know if Caitlin's got any rhythm, and I'm not sure she does, but I want to watch it to check it out.
I don't know if she's going to get any extra points, though, because if she decides that she wants to do the dirty dancing lift with her male partner, I mean, that's going to be kind of odd, I think. She may not get extra points for that thing.
It's talent, Paul.
Oh, okay.
It'd be talent. Do it reversal. I think that would be awesome. All right. Are you done mocking her?
Yep.
Okay. Moving on.
Yep.
National Spouses Day. Got a shout-out to your spouse. Text me or call me, 419-240-1055. At some point today, somebody is going to win the Sidelines $50 Yummy Goodness Food, which, by the way, at 9:05 is when it goes up. Not 9.
Oh, Daddy.
9:05. Do not log on to the Q1055 page until 9:05, not a second before.
That's not true.
We have to check the validity of
Once
that statement.
I get my certificate, then you're all welcome, damn you.
Goes on at 9.
By the way, I feel so empowered and intelligent when I swear.
Do you?
Yeah, I got a story on that.
I must be pretty smart.
All right,
then.
Susan, do we have music for this?
Sure.
Let's do it. Susie's poem on National Spouses Day to the lovely, the talented pork chop. Susan?
I don't know how you got nicknamed after a piece of meat, but these past 21 years sure have been a treat. So happy National Spouses Day, but sadly, we won't be having sex. It's a special time in my life, and my lady parts are a mess.
I wish Aunt Flo didn't have to visit now.
Aww. That's disgusting.
Hey, I love Aunt Flo. I wish Aunt Flo didn't have to visit now.
I'm not sure that's really that's hitting touching. The mark, so to speak, Susan.
Can I borrow that poem?
I said, what? You know what? 21 years, it's been a treat.
Yeah, I know.
I paid him a compliment.
Yeah, that is true.
Hey, Susan.
That's nice.
You're not going to the dentist, are you?
Are you done, Paul? You're in a mood today. All right, let's break. More to come. Denny and the Girls, Q105.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios.
This is Q105. WQQO, Sylvania, Toledo.
A Cumulus station.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto. With hundreds of vehicles to choose from. And you'll get $1,000 or more for your trade-in.
This look at your right now traffic is also brought to you by Grogastown and Indeed.com. We have no accidents to report. Beep, beep. During the Start Something New event, Grogastown is featuring the 2018 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn 4x4. You can lease it for $179 per month. Grogastown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, 6100 Telegraph Road, or Grogastown.com. That's a look at your right now traffic.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota weather.